This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Past the hour, it is the DJV show. That stands for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Now, the Doug in that equation is out, but he will be back on the next edition of the program. The countdown is on for Dougie's big return. Ladies, in the meantime, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen are here with trending stories and lots of news about weather and, of course, the passing of President George H.W. Bush. But first, I think we need to get to the stuff that's going on in Russia. There has been a lot of fighting. Once again, it's heated up between Russia and Ukraine. The United States, because of that, has decided to stand firmly with our ally, Ukraine. And that's not making Vladimir Putin too happy. Putin has threatened to pull out of the Russia treaty after a ultimatum was made by NATO. They say if the U.S. backs out of a Cold War-era nuclear arms treaty with Russia and develops new missiles, President Putin warns that Russia will do the same. Said there's a bit to take into consideration here. Decades ago, the U.S. and Russia signed the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty that said they wouldn't develop any land-based nuclear missiles with certain distance ranges. Well, back on Tuesday this week, the United States and other NATO members officially accused Russia of violating that pact, saying that the country developed a banned missile system, and they gave a time limit to Russia to fix this. They gave them 60 days to return to full and verifiable compliance, or else the United States will pull out of the deal. Putin called the threat a reckless decision and claimed there isn't actually any proof that Russia has developed the missile system. He said, quote, we do not agree with the destruction of this deal, but if this happens, we will react accordingly, end quote. The tension between Russia and the United States hasn't been this bad in several decades, maybe even going back to the end of the Cold War, ladies, and that's because Vladimir Putin is trying to invade pieces of Eastern Europe that he thinks are accessible to him, including Ukraine. And President Trump and the administration, the Americans, don't want to see that happen. We want to protect our Eastern European allies. And so this is causing a lot of pressure on both parties. And now that this bit of information has come to light, that there could be a violation going on within Russia with this missile deal, well, it seems that times are going to be a little tricky ahead. And already, we heard just last week that President Trump and Putin were supposed to meet at the G20, and that meeting was canceled due to the behavior of Russia in Ukraine. Trump said, fix it, and then we'll meet.
Oh, Putin and Russia.
What a nice response.
I mean, what else is there to say? You know, like, it's, I don't know. I don't know what else to say about it. I don't think he is someone who can be trusted ever. And, he's one of those necessary evils. We have to make nice and we have to deal with him. It's like, I put him in the Saudi Arabia category. You know, what else can we do with him? We're not going to start another world war, you know?
Well, and that's just it. You think you're moving forward with diplomacy, and then right. You find out that there's all this other stuff going on behind the scenes. So what Vladimir Putin will do, and he's done for years and years, is he likes to push the envelope. So he's never going to come out and hit you hard over the head, but he's going to push the envelope to see where the boundaries are, what he right. needs to do, what he can do, what he can get away with. Unfortunately, everything is so tied together right now, and this is what I think a lot of people don't understand, is that Russia is so involved in the conflict going on in the Middle East. They're involved with Iran. Certainly they're involved with Syria. Syria is a client mm-hmm. state of Russia. But it almost becomes, again, this little tap dance that we're in with Saudi Arabia, where you can push back a little bit, but you can't push back a whole lot because everything sort of hangs in the balance. All of this foreign policy is so delicate, and I don't think the average person realizes that. we are relying on at least some the relationship that we do have, although it's not perfect with Russia, to help us with Iran. And certainly we need to kind of be heavy and hang heavy on Russia because we need them to act as a stable force in Syria. Right now they're not doing that. In fact, they're doing just the opposite. So it's kind of this push-pull on our side as well as to how to handle Russia, because they, another thing I think that a lot of people don't realize, they don't have a very thriving economy. They're, think about how big in size the country of Russia is. It's huge. It's a huge mass of land. It's a huge amount of property that Russia has underneath its umbrella. Its economy is the size of Italy's. So their economy is not thriving in Russia. They are in a very delicate place themselves. So they can't get into huge conflicts with the United States. That's not the threat. They can't get into huge conflicts around the globe. What they can do is go after weaker Eastern European countries. They can meddle in elections. They can do all sorts of things that cause trouble and chaos, but that don't cost them a lot of money because simply they just don't have it. They don't have those resources. So it's a tough situation, I think, for any country dealing with Russia to be in, because you constantly, I always see them as sort of that kid on the playground who's kind of a powerful bully, but he just pokes at you and pokes at you and pokes at you. He never beats you up. He just tries to intimidate you. That, to me, is the analogy with Russia and what they do with the rest of the world.
That's a solid analogy for sure.
Yeah, the playground bully. How about that? As we continue on the DJV show, lots to tell you about. We've been trying to focus on some of these gifts that you can give people or maybe give yourself so that you feel extra special good during the holidays. And one thing that you have to keep in mind is that those cameras will be out. There will be a lot of pictures at your holiday parties, whether it's an office party or a family and friends party. And if you want to leave a lasting impression, well, studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature, and we have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. The product is called Power Swabs, and it's the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that will transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes. 5 minutes. That's all it takes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was amazed by the results, and now I'll never go back to those whitening strips that burn your gums and leave you drooling for a half an hour while they work. Power Swabs is quick and easy, and now you can smile whenever you want with all the confidence that your teeth is white and healthy looking. Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy, hygienist approved. You just crack one open. They're almost like a Q-tip. Rub them on your teeth, and 5 minutes later, your smile starts to look whiter. You don't have to give up your coffee. You don't have to give up your wine. You can transform your smile in 5 minutes a day. It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. We have an exclusive offer available to you, our DJV show listeners. It's not available online. It's not available in stores. So call now for your offer. Power Swabs today, 800-208-1797. Again, the number for our special offer, Power Swabs, 800-208-1797. Call today, 800-208-1797.
Fragrance makes for dreamy holiday gifts, and Ulta Beauty is the place to get them. So gift your impossible-to-impress daughter an irresistible scent from Clinique My Happy, and gift your hard-to-please sister a fruity and floral scent from KKW Fragrance. And then get ready to gift yourself, too, because when you buy a fragrance of $50 or more, you'll get a free plush throw or luxury robe for having the good sense to gift great scents. Get ready to gift. Get ready to glam. Get ready to shine brighter. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples? Gifts and packages shipped with care.
So you can relax in knowing they'll soon be there.
Now at Staples, you get 15% off UPS shipping services and 15% off all shipping supplies.
Plus, Staples is open 7 days a week.
So a happy and stress-free shipping holiday to all.
And to all a good night. Staples, there's a whole lot in store this holiday.
Exclusions apply. In store only, see associate for details. Ends 12/29/18.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
It is the TJV show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie is out today. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen here. And ladies, I want you to get out your tissues because I have some very bad news for you.
Uh-oh.
Christmas has one less celebrity family card this year. The Kardashians will not be releasing their epic annual Christmas card this year. Much to the chagrin of fans around the world like Victoria and Kara, Kim Kardashian said on E! That this is it. They're not doing it anymore. She said, quote, "I have to say, thanks to last year's Christmas card, that really did just blank us over." She said the F word there. "That was so dramatic. Kris Jenner has given up. She's just like, I don't have the energy to wrangle all my kids anymore and their kids."
What was the deal with last year's card?
Yeah, that's the question, right?
Like,
what? 25 days of Christmas with each part of the card released on a different day. The final card was revealed on day 25, and it excluded Kylie Jenner, who was pregnant at the time. The current season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians shed light on the Christmas card drama plaguing the family. I guess sticking to a strict work schedule, Kourtney Kardashian didn't want to participate in the photo shoot if it happened after hours. Then Kim got upset, and she exploded on Kourtney. She went, I guess one of the lines from the show, she said, "No one wants you in the blanking shoot, so get the blank out of here. I'm planning it. I'm planning the shoot, so we don't want you in the shoot."
Wow, sounds like a lot of fun.
Said, "Did I already say this morning I didn't care to do it?" So after Kourtney left the room, Kim delivered the ultimate blow about Kourtney to her mom and sister Chloe. "She's the least exciting to look at, so she can be out." That's what she said.
Wow, what a family. To be fair, they've got like 50 kids in the family now, and there's a ton of them. Yeah. And this photo shoot, I mean, it must have gone on for hours from all of the pictures that they have. So it would be kind of a pain in the butt to film.
And Kylie wasn't in it at all?
They didn't let anybody know that she was pregnant.
No one knew. Even though she had the baby, I think, like in January, no one knew if she was or if she wasn't. Remember when they were still playing that game and hiding her in a house somewhere? Now, although there won't be a Kardashian Christmas card, the family's still going to do their big Christmas Eve bash. There'll be a change, however. It won't be at Kris Jenner's house anymore. Kim actually shared that this would be the first year that Kanye and Kim are hosting Christmas Eve at their house. And even Chloe will fly in from Cleveland for it. So how about that?
Yeah, lots of drama.
I can't believe Chloe's still with Tristan.
Not only with him, but I read an article from Us Weekly the other day that said that they're trying for a second baby.
But didn't they just have the first baby? I feel like raise the first baby, see how things go, and then like wait a little while.
See how he is as a dad and a partner. See if he's gotten over his cheating.
I think, here's what I actually have a theory about this. I can't believe it. I really do pay attention to important stuff, but I noticed this story, and it's my thought that Chloe had said she wanted to have a sibling for her kid, and so she wanted to have another baby with Tristan. That was a long time ago when she was pregnant. She said that she didn't want this baby to be an only child with the same dad. So what if she is ready to get rid of this guy? She wants to move away from Tristan, and she thinks she wants to have a sibling for her kid. Maybe she's trying to get pregnant fast so she can have the baby, have two kids with this guy, and then get out of Dodge.
It makes sense, I guess.
It does.
Your theory definitely makes sense. But what would be the problem, though, with having two different dads? And especially, like, a new guy, to have a kid with him who's, going to sort of adopt the first one and be a really good stepdad.
Imagine being so rich that it doesn't even matter. You can just be like, I think I'll pop a couple kids out and, like, it doesn't really matter who the dads are or who's around.
Wow. I guess I'm a little more old-fashioned.
Yeah, maybe having the same blood in her kids actually matters. I don't know. We'll continue to follow the plight of the Kardashian family because it rages on here on the DJV show at 20 minutes past the hour.
Wow.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Cozy little Christmas here with you.
That's the voice of Katy Perry. We are doing our Christmas song countdown here on the DJV show. And here's how it works. We take the Billboard list of the top 100 Christmas songs of all time, and we break them up. We're working our way down to number one. We started at number 100, and right now we are at number 34. Katy Perry, Cozy Little Christmas. I gotta say, I'm underwhelmed with this one, guys.
I agree. I have not heard this, but
I'm just curious how we've already been through so many good songs, how this has made it to 34 without me ever having heard the song before.
All right, well, let's bypass number 34. We'll move right down to number 33. This one is Ariana Grande. Now we're getting into the current pop stars. Santa, tell me.
If you won't be here next year, Santa, tell me if he really cares. 'Cause I can't give it all away if you won't be here next year. Feeling Christmas all around, and I'm trying to play it cool, but it's hard to focus when I see him walking across the room. Let it snow is passing now, but I won't get in the mood. I'm avoiding everything.
Grande there, number 33 on the list.
I'm a little underwhelmed by that one, too.
Christmas song. Yeah, you like it? I know, me too. I can't get into it. I feel like maybe I'm just getting too
excited. I actually really like this song. It's a little bit more like late 90s, early 2000s R&B, so I'm a fan, but I figured you guys wouldn't really be.
This is not her song, right? Like someone else, didn't someone else sing this song before
I've never heard this song before. I think this is her original.
It sounds like a ripoff of Santa Baby, because she said,
a little bit.
Tell me. I don't know. All right, number 32 on the list. Now I can get into this. Andy Williams with Happy Holidays.
Happy Holidays.
Happy Holidays.
While merry bells keep ringing, Happy Holidays to you.
I feel like I'm
I'm in a department store.
It's the holiday season.
I feel like I'm at my dad's. This song, for some reason, I feel like it's on repeat at my dad's house. That's all right. I like it. Andy Williams is a classic. Break this one up, Kara. Come on.
Into town, he'll be coming down the chimney down.
He'll be coming down the chimney down.
It's the holiday season, and Santa Claus has got a toy for every good girl and good little boy.
Love it.
Santa's
all right, moving on the list now. This is the top 100 Christmas songs of all time, ranked by Billboard magazine. Number 31 will sound familiar to you. This is Linus and Lucy. Big special, the Charlie Brown Christmas. This one's right from it, the Vince Guaraldi Trio. This one will make you go crazy and go into an insane asylum. So let's go to number 30 now because we're getting ready to break the 20s. This is the Beach Boys. This is a fun one. Maybe the best one in this chunk. Little Saint Nick.
And a real famous cat all dressed up in red.
Love it already. Love it. This is like the classic California Christmas. Absolutely. You don't think of the Beach Boys and Christmas music, but man, can they do it. That's Little Saint Nick, the Beach Boys. We take the top 100 Christmas songs of all time. We count them down. This is number 30. We'll leave it right here with the Beach Boys on the DJV show.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A huge state funeral yesterday for the 41st President, George H.W. Bush, where his son, a former president himself, gave the primary eulogy.
He loved to laugh, especially at himself.
That's former President George W. Bush, who drew laughter as well as tears during his heartfelt eulogy for his dad. Today, a final funeral will be held for Bush 41 at St. Martin's Episcopal Church in Houston, and then Mr. Bush will be buried on the grounds of the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum on the Texas A&M campus. A search continues for five U.S. Marines missing off the coast of Japan after two Marine aircraft carrying seven service members collided early today. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back. And it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code USA. And we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Minutes past the hour on the DJV show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie is out today, but he'll be back on the next program. How about that, ladies? In the meantime, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen are here, and Victoria has the trending story.
Yes, and so since we all love fashion and color and home design and all that good stuff, why not find out what the official color of 2019 will be? Pantone,
yes.
Which is, you know, the global authority on color, every year they identify what color will be the biggest trend in fashion, in home design, the biggest paint color, things like that.
I'm guessing so, lime green. That's my guess.
It was green
okay.
A couple years ago, wasn't it? I think
it's
okay,
not lime
green. I'm going to guess it's a okay, here's what my thinking is.
Well, first of all, do we
recently
know what this year's was? Do you guys remember
yes,
what this
it's purple. It's a yes, purple color.
Yes.
Okay, and then the year before it was like some kind of green, and then the year before
well,
it was beautiful like blush and blue.
I thought millennial pink was the year before that. Was that the official color?
No. Millennial pink was something made up by one of those millennial websites that you read.
I mean, it was every everywhere. The reason I guess
it was everywhere.
The reason I guess lime green is because that's the color I've seen like every celebrity wearing over the last few months. Is a very very bright, like Blake Lively and Kim Kardashian and all of those wearing bright green.
It's probably okay. My inclination is it's some shade of blue, but it might be a yellow. We haven't had a yellow in a while.
Like a The official color for 2019 is called Living Coral, and it is a bright orangey coral.
I'm into it. I'm into it.
So
I need to see the color, but I like the color coral. It's pretty.
Yeah, this is like a vivid coral. So, like, there are some muted corals, but this one is a vivid coral. And they said, just as coral reefs are a source of sustenance and shelter to sea life, vibrant yet mellow, Pantone 16-1546 Living Coral embraces us with warmth and nourishment to provide comfort and buoyancy in our continually shifting environment. So now how they pick this is they look at social media trends, socioeconomic conditions, fashion trends, technology even plays a part in this, as well as trends in lifestyle, art, and music, and travel. So somehow they put all of that together and come up with the official color for 2019, Living Coral. So
like
we'll
it.
Probably see lots of little pops of that color. I love coral. I can't wear, like, orange and yellow. It just doesn't go with my complexion. But I do like little pops of coral. So I think that's a very cheerful color for 2019. It's optimistic.
I think you're right. It's very pretty. And plus, you know what? It reminds you, I think it always reminds me of, like, beachy, kind of like an island thing. So for me, coral, looking at it, even though it's a bright color, kind of brings you to that relaxing headspace. Not many bright colors can do that. Many bright colors just kind of amp you up. But this one, I think, can make you go, oh, I'm in Hawaii right now. And you can just sort of make believe. It transports you to another place. All right.
Nice.
In the sports news, I know. That's how I live my life. In a dream. In a bubble. In sports news, we've been following the XFL. They announced New York, Los Angeles, and more inaugural cities for the 2020 launch. We covered the launch of the XFL a few months ago. And they held a press conference this week at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey to announce the 8 cities that will be home to franchises when the league launches play in 2020. New York, New Jersey will have a team along with Dallas, Houston, Tampa Bay, St. Louis, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Washington, D.C. And those were all revealed by the new commissioner, Oliver Luck, as locales that will have XFL teams. This is a big shakeup from the original XFL that ran for one season way back in 2001, because only New York and L.A. are returning from the original list of cities that had XFL teams back then. So the venues will be MetLife Stadium, where the press conference was held for New York, New Jersey fans. In Dallas, there'll be a Globe Life Park. Houston's, I think it's TDECU Stadium. I don't know if they actually spell it out, but whatever. The stadium is in Houston. Forgive me for not knowing that one. The StubHub Center in Carson, which is odd, that's where a lot of soccer games are played, so they'll be using that as a football field. St. Louis, the Dome at America Center will be the host. In Seattle at CenturyLink Field, no surprise there. Tampa Bay, Raymond James Stadium, and Washington, D.C., Audi Field in Washington, D.C., will be home to the XFL team. Now, Vince McMahon, the WWE chairman and XFL founder, said that the first XFL games will be played on February 8th and 9th, 2020, 1 week after the Super Bowl. So that's pretty smart. McMahon announced in January that he was reviving the league shortly after interest in the XFL was rekindled due to an ESPN 30 for 30 documentary. That's where it all started. That aired back in 2017. The original XFL was owned by the WWE and by NBC. The new version is funded entirely by Vince McMahon's Alpha Entertainment Company. And this should be interesting. It was, I don't know, do you guys remember when it was out the first time, or were you too young for the XFL?
No, I wasn't too young. I just don't remember paying attention to it at all. And obviously no one else did. It only stuck around for one season. But I don't know. And the odd thing is to have them play at MetLife Stadium. We already have the Jets and the Giants play at MetLife Stadium. So to have a third football team there seems a little congested.
They probably love it. Well, it'll be after football season, though. They'll start after the Super Bowl, and Lord knows the Jets and the Giants probably won't be worried about that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's true.
Sorry.
Yeah. There's a vacancy. Totally. No. Oh, you're right. There's a vacancy there for sure.
The field will have cooled off, is my point, by the time the XFL starts.
Yeah, exactly. They'll have to dust off the seats.
it first came out, it was known as like the hard-hitting version of football. So if you could imagine, it was supposed to be more violent, more dramatic. It was going to be quicker play. Back in 2001, the cheerleaders were really scantily clad. There were a lot of tips of the hat to wrestling. It was really like wrestling and football had babies. I don't know how you're going to be able to do that more violent play of football in today's climate, because I think people have now really awakened and become kind of enlightened about the risk of head injury and the effects on the brain.
I think McMahon, I think he said, though, that this is not going to be the hard-hitting league that it was in the past, that this is actually going to, they have stricter rules about hitting, so it's actually going to be kind of a softer league in that kind of way.
It really has to be.
Yeah, where are they getting the players from? Are they robbing the CFL? Like, where are they getting them from?
I mean, think about how many football players have amazing college careers and then can't find themselves a place in the pros.
Does Colin Kaepernick go here?
Maybe. That's a possibility. Or maybe, you know, people that get dropped from football. I mean, look at someone like Kareem Hunt, a superstar who has all of this bad press behind him right now.
I don't know
if they would want him, but I he's probably not the best example, but people who just find themselves displaced from pro football. So we'll see. Mm-hmm. We'll continue to follow the story of the XFL. In the meantime, we are giving you the opportunity to win some products from Works. These are really cool things, maybe for you, or if you want to give them to someone for the holiday season. Victoria, tell us what's up for grabs and how we win.
Yes, so this is from our partnership with Works, that's W-O-R-X, and they are a really fabulous tool manufacturer, and so this is our second season, or is it our third maybe, of partnering with them, and so this year we're giving away a prize pack that includes a circular saw that is cordless, and it has a rechargeable battery, and a jaw horse, which I at first had to look that up to see what the difference was between a saw horse and a jaw horse. Well, the jaw horse, apparently, is a patented design from Works, and it has a clamp on it. So instead of just laying whatever you're working on the sawhorse, now you can actually clamp onto it and use your circular saw or whatever you're doing for your DIY projects. And so all you have to do to win both of these, which has a retail value of $220, is go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/DJV show, and all you need to do is just go right there, and it will give you the link. You just enter your name and your email address, and that's it. And so good luck.
Doug Steffen here with a focus on Omaha Steaks. The family gift package is the focus. Usually it's $195, now only $49.99. Order it right now and you get 4 hand-cut aged to tenderness top sirloin steaks, 2 savory premium pork chops, 4 chicken fried steaks, 4 Omaha Steak burgers, 4 snappy kielbasa sausages, all beef meatballs, perfectly browned potatoes au gratin, 4 made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, plus 4 more burgers free. That's Omaha Steaks. Enter the code DJV into the search bar, and you get 74% off Omaha Steaks' family gift package. Omaha Steaks is a fifth-generation family-owned company with over 100 years of experience. Don't wait. This offer ends soon. Go to omahasteaks.com, type DJV into the search bar to send the Omaha Steaks family gift package today.
It's the holiday season, guys. Hi, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Are you losing sleep over finding the perfect gift for those special people in your life? Well, we have the answer for you. My Pillow is the ultimate stocking stuffer and the perfect gift. How often do you hear your friends and family complain about how hard it is to get a good night's sleep? Change the way they sleep forever with My Pillow. My Pillows are made right here in the USA with 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. And they come with a 10-year warranty, so you have nothing to lose. For a limited time, get 4 MyPillows. That's right, 4 MyPillows for half the price. You get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows, plus free shipping. But wait, there's more just for our DJV Show listeners. They're extending their money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2019. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV to get this offer. That's promo code DJV right now at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
It is the DJV show, 47 minutes past the hour. Dougie is out today. Jen, Victoria, and Kara are in. And, Victoria, this is an interesting story that was trending all about Cuba. Now, we haven't heard much. It kind of quieted down on the Cuban front, but now we're hearing that they've given their citizens full internet access on their phones.
Isn't that crazy that it's just happening now? But it's true. Cuba has finally given its citizens full access to the internet on their phones. Now, this is, they're literally like one of the last countries in the world to do this. They have a state-run telecommunications company, and they're the ones who made the announcement. And so now everyone in Cuba who has a 3G-capable phone, think about 3G. How long ago did you have a 3G phone?
Yeah, where We've are had, we now? Come on.
We've been on LTE for years now, and we're at 5G in 2019, and they're just doing 3G. So, and if you, not to go back to the Kardashians, but if you did see those episodes of them in Cuba, literally they could not get the internet working for anything, and it's because even when you do have internet, it's only 3G. And so, unfortunately, the Cuban government has allowed all of this to happen, but the lowest package of service will run Cubans about $7 a month. However, that sounds like that's very reasonable, but the average monthly wage for state workers is $30 a month. So $7 of their $30 a month would have to be spent on internet access, and I don't know how many people are going to opt for that.
Isn't that interesting? Now, would you
so crazy.
Would you want to go to Cuba and check it out? I know that was been,
I've always
been a
wanted
big
to go to Cuba
for Americans.
I've always wanted to go to Cuba. The culture, the architecture, yeah, I would love to go and see it. I wouldn't want to live there.
Yeah.
But I'd love to see it.
Because I like the finer things in life, like more than $30 a month and internet. I think that's probably it. Yep. I don't know. There's always been this stigma over Cuba, and I don't know what, I just don't know if it's ever been something that's been on my list. But I guess just for the sake of going, if someone offered me a trip, I guess I would check it out. Kara, what about you?
I honestly haven't really thought about it that much. I think because I grew up and it was a place where you couldn't go to, it was never something that was on my list of places to travel to. But I think I'm in the same boat. If the opportunity arose, then I would definitely, I mean, I like traveling lots of different places, so I would think I would definitely check it out.
Yeah. Well, like I said, the architecture is real. I have European friends who have been to Cuba, and their pictures are incredible.
And it's almost like time travel, like going and seeing all the different cars and all the different culture and stuff. Yeah, it's like you could relive in different decades that, you know, were around before I was born.
And hey, if you like ceviche, it's the best in the world.
It's the place. Is that right?
Yeah. And the great beaches. There's a lot there. For me, it's like when I go on vacation, it's the opposite of what Doug does. I like to just sit and have a cocktail and that's it and look at some pretty stuff. So it's kind of perfect
for me. Sit on the beach for a little bit.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah. And maybe you can do that in Cuba. And it's a close trip for you, by the way. Only a couple hours from New York City. So you can check that out. It is the DJV show at 50 minutes past the hour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We are celebrating the holidays here on the DJV show. Let's be one of the first to tell you Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from all of us here. Doug is out this week. Jen, Victoria, Kara, we are here. And there's a great story out there, a feel-good story, about the owner of the Saints, Gail Benson, who paid off layaway items for more than 400 Walmart customers. Victoria, we hear these stories every single year, but every single time I still, I feel a little emotional when someone does this. It's such a nice thing, yeah. A selfless thing to do for someone. What's the story here?
Yeah, so Gail Benson, of course, is the widow of Tom Benson, who was the longtime owner of the Saints, the New Orleans Saints. And so now she is the owner of, he actually purchased the Saints in 1985, and he died at 90 years old after 3 decades with the team. So she became the sole owner of the Saints and the Pelican franchises after her husband died this past March. And so she is 71, and she wanted to pay it forward, so she went to a New Orleans Walmart and asked the customer service people, hey, how many layaway items do you have? They had 400 different layaway items, totaling, get this, $93,000 worth of items, and she paid off all of it. And so no one really knew about it. And then as people went to pick up their layaway items and they said, well, hey, it's already been taken care of, then the word started to spread. And in this day and age, it's very hard to really stay anonymous with things like this. And so a bunch of customers and the store manager figured it out that it was Gail Benson. And so it's now the story is out. But it is a wonderful, wonderful holiday gift-giving story. And you do hear about these a lot. And it kind of makes me want to, like, in a small way, go to a Target or a Walmart and just say, hey, sure, does somebody have some Walmart or some layaway stuff that I can just pay for them? You know, it's a great way to pay it forward. And, like, what a surprise. What a nice surprise, you know? If you've got stuff on layaway for Walmart, maybe you're worried about paying it off in time for Christmas. And to have this happen is just, it's really great.
Yeah. Great story. So kudos to Gail Benson, to the New Orleans Saints, because that's a great deal. And $93,000 plus worth of merchandise. Really awesome. All right. So real or fake Christmas trees, ladies, that's the debate. It's happening. It's been going on for years and years, right? Do you like the real tree? Do you like the fake tree? I love a real tree, but because I live in California, it's very dry, and I just feel so much safer with my fake tree. I can put it up after Thanksgiving, keep it up for a month, and I don't feel like my house is going to explode because of a dry piece of tree inside my house.
Well, but what do you guys do? You guys have been through lately.
Absolutely. So yeah. What about you guys? I mean, both of you would be considered millennials, and Victoria, I would start with you. Real tree or fake tree? Or do you care?
I do care. I've never had a fake tree. I have a real tree every year. So we're actually getting ours this weekend, and we're going to decorate it. I'm a little concerned that it might get it because the heat, you know, it's been very cold. So with the heat on in our apartment, I'm a little nervous about the tree drying out, but I am 100% all the way real tree. I love the smell. I just can't get away from that smell.
I usually will get around it and have a fake tree with the real wreath, and that seems to help a little bit and a little less dangerous. Kara, what about you? You are a true millennial. Do you like the real tree or the fake
tree? Well, I love a real tree, and I'm very impressed by Victoria because you've been living in an apartment, and I feel like apartment living is not super conducive to having a real tree, just having to, like, take it down the street. You normally, like, you have a truck or a SUV, which is nice. It's easier to
carry. This is the first time we're going to be the Griswolds. We're going to put a tree on top of the car. But normally, since we just left New York City after years of living there, you schlep it down the street like every other New Yorker.
Yeah, and then you drag it up the steps, which is not fun. So I'm not actually going to have, we're going to have a fake tree in our apartment this year. I think my parents also have a fake tree because just after years and years of going and cutting down real tree, it just became too much of a pain in the butt for them. And this way they can set it up, like you said, Jen, at the beginning of December, and they can get it all decorated and leave it up forever. So if, you know, optimistically, I would love to have a real tree, but it's not going to happen this year.
Well, the reason I asked you, especially guys, because you're millennials, apparently millennials are taking the heat for something. You know, millennials have gotten the blame
for killing raisins.
They've killed diamonds. They've killed homeownership. Really, they've killed everything good in the world. And most recently, canned tuna, by the way. But apparently, millennials are being blamed for kind of shaking up the Christmas tree industry. It was a trend for a while that artificial Christmas trees had gone up by 30%. The sales were going up significantly every single year. But millennials love real trees. And the National Christmas Tree Association said that there's a 17% rise in the price of real trees, which is good for the industry because millennials want real trees. How about that?
Oh, boy. Jeez.
Yeah, there you go.
They're already real expensive or fake enough.
You can let us know real or fake on our Facebook page at DJV Show. It's 59 minutes past the hour.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required.
so much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo only at BugAssault.com.